Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
And now for a completely different kind of art. Dogs and sculpture, of course. WBUR's Andrea Shea visited the De Cordova Sculpture Park and Museum in Lincoln recently. They were holding a special group dog walk through the park, one of many walks the museum is holding to explore the creative and political power that walking can unleash. Yes, I said it. She brings us this audio postcard of the walk, led by chief curator Jennifer Gross and her dog, George Elliott.
If your dogs were like my dog, I think they pretty much like walking anywhere. Certainly sniffs in the woods are particularly alluring. And if everyone completes the walk successfully, there are dog biscuits at the end. I find that when I'm walking the dog, which is such a rote activity, you know, it happens a couple times a day, that I absolutely see things in the world, both natural and cultural, that I would have missed before. And so it's slowing you down. And then you're also sort of comparing, I think, your experience to the dog's, right? You're usually out of step. You're not both appreciating things in the same way. And so that, for me, is really more affirmative of my human experience.
I'm going to be more tired after this walk.
My name's Amber Price. I'm the membership coordinator here, and this is my roommate's dog. Her full name is Brynhilda, but we call her Wubby, and she likes to have a GoPro on her back so we can all see what she sees. So she's got the Wubby vision. We're going to get a dog's eye view of the sculpture park.
So I'm Karen Krolock, and this is my husband, Jason Reese. Our dog, Quax, goes to a lot of arts things with us. She's small enough that we can stick her in a purse.
She's a mutt. She's got Jack Russell and Chihuahua and Chinese Crested that we know of, and probably about 12 or 13 other things. And she is about 5 and a half.
And pretty much since both Jason and I work in the arts field, she's been attending theater, dance, opera, piano concerts, art museums.
Snuck into a film once again.
Yeah. Again. Since we first got her when she was about 2 months old. We spend a lot of time joking about her internal art life because she makes these, I like to think they're sculptures around the house that she tears up of. She doesn't chew most things, but she'll tear up like paper towels or paper towel rolls and leave them very artfully around the house for us. Or in the car, you know, she's...
I think that's all a matter of perspective.
But she sings. She does, like, a lot of kind of strange things for a dog, and we've encouraged her artistic talent.
Come on, don't make us look like crazy people.
That's Karen Krolock and her husband, Jason Reese, trying to get their Jack Russell Terrier mix, Quax, to sing. WBUR's Andrea Shea caught up with them during a special group dog walk at the De Cordova Sculpture Park and Museum in Lincoln. And by the way, wasn't it just next door where the Sage of Walden wrote, "We should go forth on the shortest walk perchance in the spirit of undying adventure"? Though I'm not sure Thoreau ever took a dog along. Maybe he should have. The exhibit Walking Sculpture, 1967 to 2015, runs at the De Cordova through September 13th, and you can hear more about it tomorrow on WBUR's Morning Edition.
Stay with us. There is more ahead. I'm Jill Kaufman.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.